Today's daf in Masechet Brachot brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, stretching all the way from Walnut Creek in very great providential strides. We have all our wonderful connections tomorrow to be added, I hope, to India as Richie takes off, assuming that there's good enough internet, is Daf Tet. And we are holding on Daf Chet Amud Beit at Rabbi Gamliel Omer. So we had stopped in the terms of, at the moment that we got to the issue of the Gemara's Psak Halacha about how do we pasken. So maybe according to Rabbi Gamliel, you're allowed to continue reading Kriyat Shema ad Alois HaShach. According to Rabbi Eliezer, only at Sof Ashmora HaRishonah. Now, this was part of the fundamental machlokas of whether we understand b'shoch b'cha of kumecha as the time in which you go to sleep, or whether it's the time that people are sleeping. If it's when you go to sleep, then it's at sof ashmorah rishona. If it's ad alos hashachar, then it's so long as people are sleeping. Gemara earlier came out with an understanding that the nature of the chachomim's ad chatzot is that it seems to be neither this nor that. And therefore, the Gemara came out earlier that Ad Chatzot is actually, even according to the Chachamim, a question of a takana. And we have two ways of understanding that takana. They may have been oiker, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, if somebody did not do that zman, because they defined the zman of the mitzvah to be Chatzot, or they may agree that it's only a laharchik etzadam in aver, and b'diavad, you could continue reading until alois hashachar. So all these are the issues that are going to be discussed this morning in the Gemara. Omer, if you know, b'shmul aloch Rabbi Gamliel. We pasken, in fact, like Rabbi Gamliel, which seems to be saying that l'chatchila, you're allowed to read until alois hashachar, because that's Rabbi Gamliel's shita. However, even though we pasken like Rabbi Gamliel, the Rambam, as well as some other Rishonim, paskin that that's only b'diavad, and that l'chatchila, you have to read at chatzot, which there's different ways of understanding. Maybe according to the Rambam, Rabbi Gamliel himself was also made that l'chatchila, you're supposed to read at chatzot. But the point over here would be that we want to make it very clear, we are not paskening that you can only read ad chatzot midiraita. And that's why it doesn't say halacha kechachomim, according to the Rambam. This is how the Bir Halacha understands it. It brings Rishonim to understand it this way. But that's why the Rambam doesn't say halacha kechachomim, because from the chachomim it's not 100% clear whether they mean ad chatzot as a diraita or they mean it even b'diavad. Therefore, it says halacha gram gamliel, which may be ad chatzot, l'chatchila, and ad alos hashachar, in the event that you didn't read it ad chatzot. Now, some learners, we're going to see later on today, that the only time that you're allowed to read it later is maybe if something happened as an onus. So if you were nenas, then you can read it till later. But we'll see that there is an even later time that you can read if you're nenas. All of this will become clear as we go along today. Tanya Rabbi Shimon, Tanya Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Ba'amim Shalom Kore Kriyat Shema Shtei Pa'amim Balayla. Sometimes you can read Kriyat Shema twice during the night, once before Alois HaShachar and once after Alois HaShachar. And amazingly, within the space of minutes, you would be Yotzei Kriyat Shema Shalayla and Kriyat Shema Shalyom. Wait a minute, that makes no sense. First, you say you can read Kriyat Shema twice during the night, which means you're implying that Li'acha Shiyala Amud HaShachar is still called night until Netzach Hama. And then you say, if you read it after Alos HaShachar, then you would be Yotze Shoyom, which implies that the time after Alos HaShachar, even before Netz, is daytime. And you can't have it both ways, can you? Alma Yomamahu. Says the Gemara, no. Because remember, as we've explained, the definition of the Zman of Kriyat Shema is not astronomical. So don't come and stick to the question of whether something is technically Yom or technically Laila. That's not the point. Le'olam, it's very possible that we call the interim period from Alisa Shachar until Nates is nighttime. For whatever purposes, I'm not arguing with that right now. In fact, there's all discussion, Rashi and Tesis, does that mean Legabe, all mitzvahs that are Nagea Laila you can do after Alisa Shachar, which Tesis bitterly said, how is that possible? It's not true. Anyway, but what he's saying is that I can call it Laila for whatever you want. But the point is that over here it doesn't matter if it's Laila or not, because Ike Nishtekaima by Yishaita. Are there people that get up then? Yes. So then it's Bikumecha. That's the point. It's the beginning of the time of waking up. So vis-a-vis Kriyat Shema, I can view it even if it's Laila astronomically. I could view it as Yom. Again, clearly the point over here is our relationship to it, the emuna of it, that turns it into the Zman Kriyat Shema. And Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina Rabbi Shimon Levi, that's exactly true. Aloha Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. You could be Yotze, Kriyat Shema Shalaila, Kriyat Shema Shayom, within minutes of each other. It's not clear whether within minutes of each other is literal, because later on, tomorrow we're going to see the Mishnah that says you can only say Kriyat Shema Shayom after there's sufficient light to be able to distinguish between various colors. So that would not be immediately after Alois HaShachar. It's a question whether that's an absolute or whether in a case where a person was nenas, even then he would be Yotze Kriyat Shema Shayom before he's able to distinguish colors. We'll talk about that later. The psak of Rav Acha Bar Chanina that we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua Bar Yochai, according to others, was on a second bright, the Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Yomer Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Actually, the exact opposite. Sometimes a person can read Kriyat Shema two times in the day and be Yotze both Laila and Yom. If he reads Achas Kenem Netzachama, the Achas Liachra Netzachama. So then if he read it before the Netzachama, he would be Yotze a Kriyat Shema Balaila. And Achra Netzachama, he would be Yotze Kriyat Shema Shoyom. Now this seems to be the exact opposite. But before we ask that, we point out the same contradiction. First, you called it daytime, right? You said, and then that implies that Kodem Netzachama is Yom. Then you say you'd be Yotze Laila. I mean, make up your mind. It can't be both, is it? Now you're telling me it's considered to be nighttime. Is it night or day? And the Morag answers the same answer except in the inverse. View it as day. I couldn't care less. But the point is, when it comes to Kriyat Shema, I call it night, because there are a few lazy people that are still sleeping at that time, right? So there's actually, believe it or not, people who sleep even through Netzachama. So they sort not through, but up till Netzachama, they'll sleep. So therefore, I can call it the nighttime for Zman Shechiva, if I hold that Zman Shechiva is as long as people are sleeping. Well, Rav Acha Rabbi Chanina, in this version, Rav Acha Rabbi Chanina's psak from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is halachic Rabbi Shimon Shamar Mishum Rabbi Akiva, that actually that's how we paskin, and therefore if you didn't say Kriyat Shema before Alois HaShachar, you can say Kriyat Shema between Alois HaShachar and Netzachama and Biyotze. Okay, so now here's the question. As the Rambam says, that's true only if you were ne'enas, and we'll see why he says this in a few moments. Omar Rebbe Zero Bavach Shelo Yom Hashkivenu, but don't say the bracha of Hashkivenu with the bracha of Kriyat Shema, because Hashkivenu for sure is a bracha that is said is as most people go to sleep. I mean, come on, it's the end of the night. You can't say Hashkivenu. Ki Otu Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Omar. Actually, he never said those words that you're saying, that we paskin that way. It was lav beferish itmar, but it was implicit in what he said. It wasn't explicit. It was mechlola. Because there was a chavrusa that they got good and drunk at Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's wedding. So because they got good and drunk, they mizman kriyat shema, they fell asleep, and they woke up only after Alois HaShachar. So they came to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and they said, oh my God, we even missed the last month. because we missed Alois HaShachar. And he said to them, look, you can rely on Reb Shimon Bar Yochai B'Shas HaTchak. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said this, that you could be Yotzi Kriyat Shema Shalayla after Alot HaShachar. If it's B'Shas HaTchak, where there's no way that you could have been Yotzi before because you were fast asleep and you were drunk. So it's from here that the Rambam paskens it's in terms of onus, because you were nenas. Masha Inkin, the case that we had in the Mishnah, where Rebbe Gamliel's children came back, and he told them only until Alois HaShachar, right? Why did he say only until Alois HaShachar if the halacha is like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai over here? Because over there they didn't get drunk. They were just having a great time at the wedding, and they forgot to say Kriyat Shema. So he said, so then you have until Alois HaShachar, but that's it, only until Alois HaShachar. Because the other din is only B'diavad. That's why we paskin like that. There's two different zmanim. So the chatchila, the zman, is at chatzos. B'diavad, if you missed at chatzos, Alois HaShachar. If you were nenas, you can even be kerik Kriyat Shema Shalayla after Alois HaShachar until Netzach Hama because of this psak. Then the Mishnah talks about the case of Rabbi Gamliel's kids coming back, and they ask him, so Abba, what do? We mizman Kriyat Shema. Now, this is a ridiculous conversation. You're telling me that until this time that they got high at a wedding, they had never heard their father's psak? What are they asking him? I mean, Adash, the Lo Shmi Elohad, the Rabbi Gamliel, their whole lives, you know, here they are, at least they're 18 years old, whatever, they're at a friend's wedding. And now they remember, oh, Daddy, what are you old about Zman Kriyat Shema? That's ridiculous. No, no. What they were asking was Gufa, the discussion the Gemara had before. They said to him, listen, we know the Rabbanan argue with you. We know we don't have a right to do what you're saying if the Rabbanan argue with you because Halach is Kerabim, right? So the question is, how are we meant to understand the Rabbanan are arguing with you? Did the Rabbanan say that even B'diavad, that's it, you missed Chatzot, we don't allow you to be Yotze your mitzvah after Chatzot, and therefore there's no inyan of our reading Kriyat Shema, except like reading Minatera, but we won't be Yotze. Or are the Rabbanan made that Midiraisa, of course you could be Kriya Ad, the Alois HaShachar, and all that they did was they said there's a mitzvah to read before Chatzot, but they never said you can't be Yotze after Chatzot. So I want to know, we want to know, shall we say Yochid V'Rabbi Malacha K'Rabbi and we can't rely on you? Or Dilma, the Rabbanan actually Kavatach Sfirale. It's not that they disagree with you. They only disagree with you L'Chadchila, but they only said Ad Chatzot, K'dei L'Archik Adam in Avera, to which Rabbi Gamliel answered, the Rabbanan agree with me. In terms of understanding B'shoch B'cho of Kumecha, they understand that B'shoch B'cho means on so long as people are asleep, therefore all the way through the morning, until the morning. And therefore you must say Kriyat Shema. Chayavim Atem. So why did they say Ad Chatzot? Only K'dei L'Archik Ata Adam in Avera. V'lozu Bilvad. Now, the simple meaning of the Lozu Bilvad is that Rebbe, this is not part of what Rabbi Gamliel said to his kids. This is the next piece in the Mishnah. The Rabbanan, who said Ad Chatzot, and here was this Maisa, and you should know that Ad Chatzot continues now the Mishnah as Rebbe's words, that's always only said until Chatzot. I don't understand. Why did we say it over here? Rabbi Gamliel never said Ad Chatzot, that the Rebbe should now say, and by the way, the din of Ad Chatzot is said all over the place. I mean, why would we say that on Rabbi Gamliel? We should have said it before the Maisa of the kids. No, no. This is Rabbi Gamliel talking to his children, not Rebbe explaining Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said to his bunny, look, afilo the Rabbanan, the Kamri Ad Chatzot, they agree that mi ikara din, if you missed it, mitzvatachi ala amud hashachar. The only reason that the Rabbanan were saying at chatzot was k'dei laharchik et adam and avera, and I want you to understand that this occurs many times where the Rabbanan made that din, and it was never a b'diavad, you're not yotze, hector chalovim ve'vorim. Now, wait a second, it's very interesting. that the Mishnah conspicuously leaves out how long can you eat your Korban Pesach at your Seder. Doesn't say how long to eat the Pesach. How come it doesn't say in the Mishnah that actually you can eat your Korban Pesach until the morning, but the Rabbanan said you should eat it only until Chatzot? So Yil Achilat Pesachim Lo Katani, which is Mashma, that actually Midiraisa, you cannot eat your Korban Pesach after Chatzot. But Ramini, it says in the Braita that Kriyat Shema Arvis, Hallel that you say in the Seder, B'leili Pesachim, eating the Korban Pesach is all mitzvah, Tanach Yala Mudashachar. How come the Braita includes those things and the Mishnah doesn't include those things? Rav Yosef, because there are two different shitot. Lokasha, the Mishnah that considers Korban Pesach not to be edible until the morning, that's the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Braita that considers a Korban Pesach also to be allowed to be eaten until the morning is Rabbi Akiva. Where is that? Machlokes Tanya. The Achlu et Abasar Balaila Hazeh. This night, the night between the 14th and the 15th, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, look, the word Balaila Hazeh is pregnant with meaning because it's the Sheresh of Gzera Shava. Nema kan Balaila Hazeh, v'nemar lahalan legabi makat pechorot. What does it say? V'avarti beretz Mitzrayim Balaila Hazeh. So just like the makas pechoros, every last pechor died by the end of the instant of Chatzot, Afkan at Chatzot, you have to finish v'chluta basar at that moment. You can't go beyond that moment. Omar le Rabbi Akiva, doesn't it also say beferish v'achaltem oto b'chipazon? B'chipazon means you're allowed to eat until the time that everything was in chaos and rushed. When was that? That was when everybody was in a rush to leave Mitzrayim, but that was only in the morning. They didn't go out of Mitzrayim in the middle of the night. So therefore, must be you're allowed to eat it all night long. So then why does it say Balaila specifically? Ah, says Rabbi Akiva, that's brilliant. Because otherwise I would have thought that it has the same din as Kachim Kalim, right? So let's say we would view it as a Shlomim or as a Teda. So I would say, and even Kachim Kachim for that matter, it's true. The day that I shecht it, I'm certainly allowed to eat it. So if the Torah says to eat it during the night, I mean, I'm certainly allowed to eat it right after I shecht the Korban Pesach in the afternoon. So whatever kind of carbon it would be, why can't I eat it now? It's not coming to tell me I can't eat it later than the night. It's coming to tell me you can't eat it before the night. That's why it says Balaila. Talmud Lomar Balaila, Balaila hu ne'achal v'lo bayom. You can only eat it the following night. It's the only carbon like that, right? Where you can't eat it the day that you bring the carbon. That's unheard of. So that the Torah has to say. Now look, works out very well according to Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that we have a Gzera Shava. The Gzera Shava is from two words, Balaila Hazeh. So obviously I can't leave out Hazeh, because that was the Gzera Shava to V'avarti Beretz Mitzrayim Balaila Hazeh. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that the only meaning of the pasuk of Laila is that it can't be in the day. Why does it have to say this night? The point is night, not this night. So, I hazeh, my Ovid, like, what is the point of hazeh? Ah, also brilliant. Rabbi Akiva says hazeh comes to tell me that you can't eat it the next night. How would I have thought you can eat it the next night if I can only eat it up to chipazon? Because for that, I would have said that we should view it like a Korban Shlamim. Look, Pesach is a type of Shlamim. I mean, that's for sure, right? A Pesach, B'Shayimot HaShana, literally becomes a Korban Shlamim. So since a Pesach is Kachim Kalim and a Shlamim is Kachim Kalim, what's the din of Achilat Shlamim? You eat it for 2 days with the night in between. So this is a weird kind of Shlamim where you would eat it for 2 nights. The first night, can't eat the first day. So you eat it 2 nights. You eat it the first night and the second night and the day in between, except you're not allowed to eat during the day. But the point is the Zman of the Achila extends over the course of the next night. the night of the 16th of Nisan. Only Balayla says it ne'echal, and you cannot eat it at any other night, meaning the night afterwards. Now, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, how does he know that? Maybe you could actually eat it the next night. No, he says, what do you mean? The Torah says, lo totiru mimenu ad boker. For God's sakes, if you're not allowed to leave it over after the morning, you won't have any of it to eat the next night. So obviously, you're not allowed to eat it. It became notar the very morning. So what are you talking about? Says Rabbi Akiva, I don't know. How do you know which morning that is? Lo totiru mimenu ad boker. Maybe that would have meant the next morning, meaning the morning of the 16th. If I was allowed to eat Laila and then the next Laila, don't leave it over until the morning after the night you can eat it. I wouldn't know from there which night we're talking about. Maybe Boker's Boker Sheni. To which Rebbe Elazar says, ah, come on, man. There's nowhere that it, when it says Boker, it means the second morning. Kol Boker is always Boker Rishwa. All of a sudden it means that. Not reasonable. Now, Lamaisa, the machlokas that we have over here, between Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah and Rebbe Akiva is exactly the machlokas we have in the following braita, the Tanya. Shom tizbach et ha-pesach ba-orev kevo ha-shemesh mo'et zetcha mi-mitzrayim. Now this is actually a wild pasuk because it mentions three separate times and it pretends that it's giving you instructions of when to eat the Korban Pesach, and every time is a contradiction to the other time. If it's ba-erev, so then it's in the afternoon before, while when the sun begins to go down. That's Bein Arbaim. If it's Kevo HaShemesh, so then that's after Tzeis in the nighttime. If it's Moed Tzeitcha Mimitzrayim, then that's the morning. Ooh, which one is it? So therefore, Rebbe Eliezer over there says, okay, these are three separate times. Erev is the time for Shechitas Korban Pesach. Kevo HaShemesh, that's when you start eating. So, ata ochel. Mo'et seitcha mimitzrayim, that's when you have to burn the notar. Whereas Rabbi Yoshua says, no. Erev, yes, that's shlita time. Kevo HaShemesh, yes, that's achila time. But mo'et seitcha mimitzrayim is the time that you can continue to eat till. So, ad matay ata ochel ve'olech, how long can you continue eating? Ad mo'et seitcha mimitzrayim. Now, what are they arguing about? Rebbe Abba, look. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah and Rebbe Akiva agree on certain basic ideas, namely, kishenigalu Yisrael mimitzrayim lo nigalu ela ba'erev. The concept of geula certainly began at night, because that's when the Egyptians were sitting there saying, get out of our country, please leave. And over there at that point, when we said, we ain't going nowhere, what do you think we are? A bunch of bandits leaving in the middle of the night. At that point, we obviously were no longer enslaved by Mitzrayim. As far as they're concerned, we're doing what we want. So that was the end of the Shibud. On the other hand, it says the Pharisees in the Pasuk, Hotziacha Hashem Elokecha Mitzrayim Loila. You were out of Mitzrayim in the nighttime. As far as the actual physical leaving, the space of Mitzrayim, both agree, kishi yatsu, lo yatsu ela biyom, because it says, mimocharat ha-pesach yatsu b'nei Yisrael b'yad Ramah, the next day, the next morning, Klal Yisrael went out. So what are they arguing in? They're arguing about that word chipazon, that you should eat it b'chipazon. There were two chipazons here. Chipazon means chaos and rushing, right? So when was that time? For the Egyptians, that time was immediately after Makas Bechoros. Please leave, just go, please. That's Chipazon. We are in a very big hurry to get you out of our country. But our response to that was, well, we're not in any hurry to leave. So where was the Chipazon of Yisrael? The Chipazon of Yisrael was when it came time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, leave. So there's two completely different ways to understand it. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah means, Shat Chipazon means when the Egyptians started going nuts. Chipazon de Mitzrayim. So therefore you can eat it at that time, which is the Chatzos time. Rebbe Akiva says, no, Chipazon means Chipazon de Yisrael. And that is in the morning. And therefore, basically, we're coming down to the same machlokas that we had in our an hour bright. Tanya Amihachi, Hotziacha Shablakech Mitzrayim Laila. How could the Torah say you went out of Mitzrayim at night? V'chiba Laila Yatzu. V'ala lo Yatzu ala b'yom shenam in the mochorat ha-Pesach Yatzu b'nei Yisroel b'yad Ramah. Ela Melame, this teaches that the Geula begins at night and that it was already is not a state of Shibud. Now, before this all happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us. By the way, obviously what we're doing here is we are getting to the point, again, the Gemara is so multi-level that we didn't even notice, and it seemed that we just brought up Pesach because agav to the fact that we always eat the other kachim, you know, to chatzot and the lechatchila, and but we're really allowed to eat until the morning, and we didn't mention Pesach, so therefore we're wondering why didn't we mention Pesach? As a result of which, we suddenly got involved in understanding the whole nature of Yetzias Mitzrayim, including the inyan of Va'achrech and Yetzu Berchush Gadol, and so on and so forth. Now, obviously, Kriyat Shema includes Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? That's part of the Etzem Kriyat Shema, which we haven't even brought up yet, except in terms of the concept of freedom with Yisurin. So now we understand that the nature of Kriyat Shema is fundamentally related, Emuna is fundamentally related to freedom and being able to have a point of view of a contextual universe which you are free to act with, and that's Emuna. If there's no Yetzias Mitzrayim, there really can't be Kriyat Shema. And that's the reason, while even during the Seder of Achilas Pesach, we start talking about Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Hare ani kevan shimim shana v'lo zachiti sheteyamer yitzias Mitzrayim b'alayla, which is all part of this sugya and has to do with the dinim of Kriyat Shema with the yitzias Mitzrayim. So obviously we are not going off on a tangent. The Gemara is just pulling our leg, the same way that the Haggadah Shel Pesach talks about Tzeil Amad Mabikesh Lavan Arami, which is the most insane fake out ever, right? Because the only mitzvah of the Seder Shel Pesach is to say Arami Ovinovi, and we present it as, oh, and by the way, Tzeil Amad, it's absolutely amazing, and it's so clear this is the way Gemara is constructed all over, so you have to always keep your eyes open to what's really happening, and not to the only to the logistics of how did we get around to talk about this. Okay, so now once we're talking about that, so the Achreichen Yetzu Berchush Gadol we have to talk about. Taberna Bosnea Amsa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, please, what's the Taberna? Amdeh V'Rav Yanai, look, the word Na means please. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting around saying please? Just say the mitzvah. I mean, it's like a weird way to say, could you please ask them? And then the Na applies both to the Taberna and Na Bosnei. Say please to them. So it's a double please. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, please, I'm begging you, Moshe, please do me a favor. Leich v'amor l'am l'Yisrael, tell the B'nai Yisrael, please, b'vakasha michem, I beg you guys, be sure to go over to the Egyptians and ask them to give you clay kesev and clay zohar. Shelo yomar, we don't want people to say, we don't want Avram Avinu, the Otso Tzadik, to say, well, God sure did a good job of being Mekayim, his promise, of Vavadum Vinuotam. That he did a good job of, so they've been working here. But when it came to the part of Achrechen Yetzu Berchush Gadol, that he messed up on, and they didn't get any money. So I'm begging you, make sure they get money. Amrulo, so what did the Bnei Yisrael say to Moshe? Listen, could you please forget about the money, just get us out of here. Levi Shenet Sebat Smeinu. I'm not going to go ask money. Moshe Ladam Sheikhavush Betasur, the guy's in jail. Somebody sneaks up to his window and says, psst, tomorrow we're getting you out of here. And we're going to bring you so much money, you got no idea. All the money that you stole, we've recovered. The guy says, do me a favor, forget the money, just get me out of here now. So the same thing was true over here. Bevakashami came out, eni bevakash klum, I don't need any money. Therefore, there was a natural psychological disinclinement, to say the least, to be sitting around talking with the mitzvah about how much money we can borrow. And indeed, vayash ilum. Now, vayash ilum is a lotion of somebody forcing someone to do it, right? Not that they asked, but Vayash Ilum, they saw to it that. Now, that could mean Vayash Ilum B'nai Yisrael were forced to do it, or that the Mitzvah were forced to do it. Omer Rabbi Ami, Melamed Shishilum Bal Korcham. One thing's for sure. Vayash Ilum means somebody else enforced it. Now, it's not clear. Ikeri Ami Bal Korcham de Mitzrayim, and that the Egyptians were forced to do this, because basically they had that whole psychological pressure of, you know, we know exactly where you're keeping your stuff, though, in Yonav Yemei Choshech. And Ikeri Ami Bal Korcham de Yisrael, Mand Yomar Bal Korcham de Mitzrayim, that's because it says, Unevad Bayit Techalek Shalal. The Nevad Bayit is Klal Yisrael, who lives, he was the one who lived inside of your homes. And they get the shalal. Shalal is booty taken in war. So it must be that this money we view as booty. And Mandar Rabbah Korcham de Yisrael, why wouldn't they want it in the end? Mishum Maser. Listen, they're not interested in taking entire households worth of clothing and metal kalim and so on, because they're going out into the midbar. They don't want to carry all of this. Vayinatzlu et Mitzrayim. What is the word vayinatzlu? It's a strange word. So it could be a play on the concept of mitzulot, vayinatzlu, which would mean the depths of the ocean. But since Dalet is also interchangeable with the idea of lamed, it may also be a play on words of mitzudah. So Rabbi says, it's essentially a play on mitzudah. Because Egypt, to Klal Yisrael, was a trap, right? They got pulled down there. This is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I got to figure out a way to trap them into Mitzrayim. So Yosef was taken down there, and then he was the bait, and then everybody came down, and the food that was available in Mitzrayim became the bait to trap Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. So when they left the trap, they used up all of the bait. All of the bait was all of the riches that Mitzrayim had. So that would be the mini. Asu kibitzudah she'in badagam. It's like a trap that has nothing left inside. Reish Lakish says, no, they turned it into the depths of the sea, where there's not even enough oxygen for fish to survive. So because of that, it was mitzulah she'in badagim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going back to how the Shema is Hashem and the Hanhogas Hashem, which of course was the whole nature of our understanding of the Shema is Hashem of Adnus, of Adieninas Drachecha, of the relationship of Kishratziti Loratzita, I wanted to show you my name at the moment of the snare, and you didn't want that whole discussion. Let's go back to the snare and try to understand what the conversation was. So when Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do I tell them? So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Akiyah Asher Akiyah. What do you mean, what's my name? I will be what I will be, which is the name. So Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, go tell Yisrael, Ani ayiti machem b'shibud zev, Ani ayayim machem b'shibud malchiot. I have been with them throughout this horrible experience, and I will be with them in the future when they have to go through other such awful experiences. Says Bashri Banishalam, can we just stick with the current situation? It's bad enough. Dial it Sora Bishaita, but I gotta get them now terrified about what's coming. Amarlo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, fine. So just tell them Ek Yesh Lachani Alechem, and don't tell them the second part. By the way, the same double ocean, Ek Yesh, Ek Yesh. Aneni Hashem Aneni. That was what Eliyahu had mentioned also. Amar Rabbi Abu, why did Eliyahu say Aneni Shtei Pamim? Of course, whenever we see this happening, we understand that these discussions are part of something thematic in the parak. They're not coming up again and again for no reason. So why did Eliyahu and Rabbi say Aneni Hashem Aneni? Melamed Shamar Eliyahu Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. First of all, do the miracle for me. Aneni shetered eish ben hashamayim v'tochal kol asher la mizbeach. But I need your help on something else. Now, this is an amazing piece, because here it's masbir better what the idea is. For a person to see a miracle, he has to be prepared in his mind for a point of view that allows for miracles. And because of that, Eliyahu had to request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He could not request that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make them believe in miracles. That's ridiculous. Because the whole point of Emunah is the way that you create the context of your life. So what Eliyahu was asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, do me a favor, keep their minds busy with something else so they don't figure out that there's an alternative to the miracle. So, be meshiach et da'atam. That tasir da'atam kedei shelo yomru ma'asek shafimeim. Because if they get a chance to think about it, the mamzerim are going to come up with some other explanation. Oh, it was probably aliens. So because of that, I need your help on two levels. Shenemer v'ata hasibota et libam achoranit. So you turn their hearts. How could you turn their hearts? You can't blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the point is that there are ways in which the situation allows for certain types of responses. Okay, gentlemen, that concludes our exciting exploration of the dinim of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. Tomorrow we move on to Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, a whole different, wonderful sugya.